Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So, a lot of people think that with the beginning of Elvis Week, we're talking about his death. No, this is a celebration of his life. It just happens to come in the week when his death occurred back in 1977. So, don't get the wrong idea.
The 14th or the 16th?
The 16th, I think it was.
16th.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 16th.
Hey, can you imagine, though, like... His star seemed to have risen very, very quickly, and he was already a well-known Elvis Presley heartthrob musician, and then he gets drafted.
Mm-hmm. And decides he could have gotten out of it, but he didn't want to get out of it. So that went right straight. That made him a number one with a bullet, sort of going right to the top of the charts, because that was considered a big thing then, and it still is to a point, but not with somebody like Elvis. I remember when the story about Jimmy Stewart being in the service in World War II and Clark Gable in World War II, some of the bigger stars, and how America thought about it, their level of appreciation, I don't know, maybe it's the level of stardom went up because of nothing that, you know, going into service didn't have anything to do with a movie that they did or something that they were a part of. It was being an American. And people loved that then. And I think people still like it today, although the cause gets in the way of appreciation, which ought not to be the case. If you volunteered to go into the service, then you put yourself in harm's way for the most part. Sometimes the jobs are not that difficult, but it's a different, everything's so different. The feel around celebrity and what it does and how it affects people is different now. And so is our approach to war, frankly, or to things that are a problem. So there's a heavy philosophical way for us to begin this hour of the Good Day program. We're 1/10 of the way through the month of August. It's the 10th. And we're brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance.
I don't think that's how the math works. 1/10. It's not 100
say one
days in the month.
No, 1/3 of the way through. I'm looking at the 10, yeah. Nope, 1/3 of the way. Thank you for catching me on that. August 10th is 1/3 of the way through the month of August. And as a result of that, I'm just kind of letting you know that Progressive is working on our behalf. I certainly know they're working on my behalf because I changed my insurance for many years with a couple of different companies and one agent. Now I've gone to Progressive. I did the same thing that a lot of you are doing. Call them at 800-PROGRESSIVE. That's what I did. And you can get to the bottom of whatever it is that you got a problem. You don't like your, whatever it is you don't like. Mostly it's you don't like the price. That's what it was my. Not interested in paying $400 more this year than I did last year for the same coverage. Thanks very much. So they took care of that at Progressive. Something the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is going to take care of. They yesterday proposed huge changes in how big pharma can advertise on radio and television. And I say it's about time. Now, what
they're going
to do, I guess, remains to be seen. Right now, they thought they had it covered by requiring that the advertiser, here are these ads, 15, 20 seconds of this is the greatest drug in the world, and then 35 or 40 seconds of why you shouldn't take it and be careful because you could die and all that other stuff, which apparently isn't enough to keep people at bay. So now they're going to the focus on how the drug's most crucial risks are presented. That is, I don't know that the content is going to change much, but how you hear or how you see the changes would include requirements that the language has to be accessible to consumers. So the and this goes back, frankly, what we have now goes back to 2012, I think 2013. And so now here we are in 2023 with more movement because there's renewed interest in these regulations because so doggone many people are on prescription drugs now. It's a we're supposed to be helping ourselves. It's an epidemic. Drugs, prescription drugs, are almost as much of a problem as illicit drugs.
Well, now, that's yes, a huge especially when they statement. Lead to the, that. Yeah.
Yeah, you get
a lot of pill addiction. A lot of addiction starts with painkillers that were prescribed and, you know, most likely needed at the time, but the doctor, in knowing how addictive these are, didn't monitor and pay close enough attention to their patient who was on this.
Yeah. And there's a lot of more, there's much more of this, what is the A's here today? This problem with pharmaceutical companies overreaching since COVID. They all tried to get on the bandwagon because it was a big payday. And the federal government, i.e. you and me, paid for all this stuff. You go to the drugstore and get stuff for nothing. You go to the doctor, you get the shots for nothing. And so you know, it's been good business for those of us who own radio production companies, because the amount of money that they spend on network radio has increased by 59% since COVID. And it was COVID that brought this. COVID did so much damage. The Chinese government and all that stuff, and now we're just finding out about what the reality is, and then we jump on board to create this massive hysteria. The radio did it, the television did it, the newspapers did it, social media did it. And so it's something that's very sobering and something to wake up to, it seems to me anyway. Hopefully people are doing that and trying to do what Dr. Jack Stockwell would suggest, one of the doctors on Good Day Health. He's all about staying away from the drugs and doing nutrition. Matter of fact, the most recent Good Day Health show and the podcast that we do with Jack is a focus on getting more nutrition out of food, which is something that we, you know, you don't really, you hear the stories about eating certain things and what it does to your brain, what it does to your body. And then you hear, I was talking to somebody last night at dinner who had cancer. And they went on one of those micro, what do they call it? There's a macro and a micro nutrition program.
Mm-hmm.
I forget which one it is, but the finite thing is eating food that's going to help you regain the strength of your body because food is medicine. But there's so much crap around now to eat because it tastes good. Let's eat it.
The food-like items.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, Jack Stuff is at GoodDayHealthShow.com for your information. Let's go over to Hawaii. Wow, all the people jumping into the ocean to escape the flames.
This is
the wildfires there. My God, what a mess. Somebody described it as apocalyptic. I think the number is 6 people dead. People running to the ocean, screaming. The northwest side of the island, of the big island in Maui. A number of residents and tourists just jumping into the water. Fires are completely out of control. I don't know how many of you know Hawaii and the front street there. It's one of the things that you see most frequently on the TV shows that are shot in Hawaii. And so this the whole place is destroyed.
Yeah.
Burned to the ground.
The historic Lahaina is basically no more the whaling village once upon a time. And that's what, and it's such a scenic drive. If you are driving up the coast to Lahaina and you can almost always see whales, there's a stop off point where you can get out of your vehicle and go see the whales. Go see humpback.
So Lahaina is pretty much devastated.
Yes.
Wipe that off. Yep. Boat owners asked to rescue people. Just go get in your boat. You'll be safer in your boat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And help the people who've had to jump into the water.
And a lot of the pictures, the before and after pictures, when areas are just engulfed in flames to when they've been extinguished in the certain areas, it's just, like you said, the best way to describe it, apocalyptic.
So the power has outgone. They create their own power with diesel generators there. And that's what it is on all the islands. You get the same effect. And the ships can't get in to provide the diesel. So the ships full of diesel are going to go close to the coast and get involved in. So who knows what the flames could do? So the power's out.
Mm-hmm.
And the but who's the fire's still burning? So how do you know what the real? It's all the numbers are just they're all speculative at this point. And so then there are people who don't know where their family members are.
Yeah.
They don't know whether the homes burned down or not.
Yeah, the hurricane coming in that's causing those winds that are just accentuating
whipping
the fires.
It up.
And this is a really good example, too, of with the power being out, of the necessity for those old school radios with the battery.
Yep.
The battery operated radios, where when the power is out and you cannot access anything,
mm-hmm.
this still helps. These will still work.
This is really the only way that people can connect. So this is that's really a genius on your part to connect the two things here, Jay, because it's the perfect example of what is under a challenging circumstance, a way to help yourself to safety. And then there's the scams that will immediately begin, help Hawaii, and there'll be somebody, that's what you have to look out for as well. Stephen J.J. Wiseman will go over some of the things, but you have to be very careful about where, because they'll be all over social media, especially, help the people in Hawaii, give us your money, send us $500 or whatever, and you're not really sure where that money goes, because there are plenty of rip-off artists that have no conscience whatsoever, and they're happy to take your money and just put it in their pocket.
That's like send supplies. If you have supplies, or if you have the money to send, go buy the supplies and send them. Supplies will be everything.
Yeah. So this, the winds, as you said, caused by Hurricane Dora, it's the most popular part of the island is completely engulfed in flames. What a sad tragedy. 18 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
With Liberty Mutual, you can customize your car insurance to save hundreds. Here's what those savings sound like in dollar bills. Here's what it sounds like in quarters. And here's what that sounds like in cryptocurrency. A thing I totally understand. 1010. I am money. Cha-ching. Beep, boop, dollar sign.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary and written by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help.
I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If I asked you to guess who this is, you wouldn't guess who this is. Unless you are aware of the story surrounding Carrie Underwood with this. What would we use as an adjective to describe this, Jay? This music. I saw raucous being used.
Rock, yeah. Metal.
Rock, metal. So Guns N' Roses fans heard Carrie Underwood this week. Are you a Guns N' Roses fan? Are you a Carrie fan?
Yeah, I like a good portion of their music, both individually, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what prompted her? Well, maybe we should talk about that. Why is it that she's doing what she's doing? Why is Carrie Underwood going down the road that she's going the way she's going down it? Maybe an interesting thing to look into, which we will do right after these words here on Good Day.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
What's the question here is, why would Carrie Underwood, with her style, her well-known style, be the opening set for Guns N' Roses and do this song from Motorhead? She's doing a number of them. I think they're traveling around Canada this week, and so she's opening. Why the heck would that?
Yeah,
that
she's doing
good
a bunch
move?
Of... yeah, she's living her best life right now. She likes rock. She grew up on rock as well as other country and pop and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's a big Guns N' Roses fan. And she actually, with her tours, especially Denim and Rhinestone tour, she would always cover Guns N' Roses song. And more often than not, Axl Rose would actually join, would be a surprise guest and join whenever he was available. And this was an opportunity where she could actually like travel with them and be the opening set for not
she
all.
She's dating
of
one of them? Is she connected
no,
to
no.
romantic?
No, she's just, no, not at all. No. Nothing romantic. And she's just a big fan, and they're clearly a fan of hers that they're having her open up. And she's doing a portion of her music when she's opening, but she's also doing a lot of covers. Like, she's covers Joan Jett, Pat Benatar, the Motorhead song Ace of Spades, which she recently did. She does Miranda Lambert's Something Bad, which is a song that she's also featured on. And people are loving it. She's a big rock fan.
Huh. It just seems so strange. I don't know why. When, remember how she was when she went on American Idol? Did you follow that?
I didn't watch, no.
For a while, when it first got started, I did watch American Idol. I don't watch it now. I don't find any of those shows to be intriguing, but a lot of people like them. But she seems this seems anticlimactical, if that's the right. It just doesn't seem
like it fits. Well, for American Idol, for the most part, and most of those type of shows, people don't get to be themselves. They get their perception that the producers kind of create in a way.
Yeah. Good point. So anyway, she says, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Thanks, Axel, for showing up once again. Make the great times even better. So she's having years. You said it.
She's
she has a family,
her best life right
children.
Now.
Anybody?
Yes. Yeah.
She's still at it, though. Okay. Well, if you get an opportunity to see her and it works, that'll be fun. 28 past the hour now on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I'd like to share with you guys today three very important things that you can do to keep your pets healthy and happy. The first thing you need to do is relieve the stress your dog or cat may suffer. Now, I know what you're saying. What kind of stress does my dog or cat have? Well, it's been proven in studies that the same stress and anxieties that humans have goes from one end of the leash to the other. So if you're stressed, your dog or cat's going to feel it as well. Exercise. We all know how important exercise is to make us feel good and make us physically healthier. Well, exercising your dog and cat is just as important, and that exercise actually helps alleviate the stress. And what about affection and love? We all want to train our dogs and have dogs that'll sit and stay when we tell them, but what about teaching your dogs that affection and love are just as important? I spend a lot of time with my pets when they're doing nothing. They're just lying on the ground, hanging out, just telling them how good they are and how much I care about them. Don't always wait for your dog or cat to do something very amazing to get that pat on the head or that hug and kiss. Just walk over when they're laying down and tell them how much you love them. It's good for you. It's good for your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal officials say they shot and killed a Utah man during an FBI raid related to threats against President Biden yesterday morning. The FBI said the shooting happened as special agents tried to serve an arrest and search warrant at a Provo residence. On Monday, the man allegedly made a threatening post about Biden's visit to Utah this week. No other information was given. The Hawaiian island of Maui is under a state of emergency as wildfires have left at least 6 people dead and destroyed structures. Officials said yesterday that hurricane-force winds and drought conditions have fueled the fires, which have devastated the tourist town of Lahaina. Hundreds of homes and businesses have burned, forcing mass evacuations. Some residents, desperate to escape the flames, actually had to jump into the ocean. The Coast Guard said it has rescued at least a dozen people in Lahaina. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Come on, everybody, and snap your fingers. Come on, everybody, and clap your hands real loud. My baby loves me. Come on, everybody, and whistle this tune right now.
Elvi.
Come on, everybody, and stop for your
all you have to do is say Elvis. That's it, right?
Come on, everybody.
Carries with it its own vibe. The king of rock and roll. It used to be that people confused Michael Jackson, who was called the king of pop, versus Elvis, who is the king of rock and roll. Michael Jackson have his own channel on Sirius? Is there a Michael Jackson?
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't listening to you. I was listening to the music.
Oh, thanks a lot.
That's one of my favorite Elvis songs. I think I checked out. I was full blown, like having my own dance party over here.
Okay, so then crank it up. Wait, hold on a minute. Let's crank it back up so Jay Kirshner can have our own little dance party. Why do you like this song so much?
I don't know. This is just my favorite one. I like a lot of his music. Like, Jailhouse Rock is amazing.
I have more of a tendency to like the ballads, like even the up-tempo ballads, like Teddy Bear and Can't Help Falling in Love.
Yeah, those were some of the movies. Just so beautiful.
Yeah, right. And they were all really emphasized in that tour he did to Hawaii, which brings us back around here on Good Day to focusing on the Maui wildfires and the drama. This is such a, it's almost unheard of. You don't think of Hawaii. You think of when we have these wildfires, think of the plains, you know, wide open spaces, that sort of thing. 36 people have died in some way, shape, or form linked to these fires. And the pictures and the video that are coming, especially the ones that were taken in the dark last night, wow. It's almost hard to believe. And then what will happen, because the hurricane is blowing in, even though it's caused it because of the winds, when the weather brings all this rain, it'll put it out. Mm-hmm. But that's not
what will it look like
after that horror show that is going on there now. How much? We have two stations in Hawaii that carry this program. I wonder the local folks there probably using the stations to do, as you suggested a few minutes ago, do what radio, AM radio, you have a small little transistor, some way to get it, and then you'll be okay, because the power is gone, out, and probably will be for at least a couple of days after the fire and after the hurricane.
Yeah, well, so they're trying to get all the tourists and anybody who's non-essential that has traveled in, they're trying to get them off the island. They're telling people, do not come to the island unless you are essential to... You need to be there or anything like that. But
yep, all the flights have been canceled from the mainland and from Japan. It's a big, you know, we think about it as a great place for Americans to go. There are more Japanese tourists that go to Hawaii than American tourists. I don't know whether you knew that or not, especially to the two bigger islands. They're always, you can go to the airport and you can watch the planes come in and see how many planes come in from Japan, the three major airlines flying in and out of there all day, every day. So it's really very, it's now the air is so toxic and the whole circumstance is so unbelievably bad. And now the religionists are coming to the surface saying, see, we told you the end of the world is coming. Not only do they have this horrible fire, but then they're going to be hit by that hurricane.
And Hawaii does not typically get hurricanes.
No.
There was another one within the last few years that one was like, where did that come from?
Well, then there's
the Big Island. Is the Big Island on fire, too? I believe the Big Island of Hawaii.
Yeah.
There's a wildfire burning there, too.
Yeah, it's all over. Not all over there. Island of Kauai, where I have that station with a group of friends, seems to be safe at the moment, from what I can tell. But this is still, wow, talk about problems and what's going to happen afterwards. And then, so back to the religionist angle on this. And it's the end of the world. Look at what's happening. Leprosy has come back to Florida. So let me underscore something here with regard to that. There are only 15 cases of leprosy. And according to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important part, I was talking about Jack Stockwell before. He has a very important persona and premise for helping people on our program, focusing on what you eat. Ken is a cardiologist and talks about how the body reacts to heat waves and reacts to what you eat and your age and all that sort of thing. So I asked him on this week's edition, the program you'll hear, many of you on the same stations over the weekend that carry this program, or you can find it at gooddayhealthshow.com, the podcast that will have the information about leprosy. His clinic is in Florida, and he... who is not drama, there's nothing about Ken that's drama. It's all like pretty, he's a scientist and it's all straightforward, and this is what I'm telling, you know, with regard to this. So he talked about the leprosy thing. Using the word surge is an outrage, he said. There are 15 cases. Now, there are more, the news media can say infections are on the rise, because they are. There were 10 cases 2 months ago. The state's cases have doubled. They've more than doubled. Well, okay, so you've gone from 5 to 10 to 15, And so is it an epidemic? It's a good way to scare people.
Yeah.
Good way to keep people out of Florida, if that's what you want to do.
But not necessarily, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then and that kind of ties in with Hawaii. Do they still have the leprosy patients on Molokai?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
And at this point, do they not have, if there's not necessarily a cure, at least some kind of a treatment where it will pause it so that it doesn't progress?
Yes. I think that, you know, what we think about, you hear leprosy and you think of the, like, the 14th century or something. Well, you also think about things falling off, right, exactly. But it carries such a strong social stigma that the news media can play this and play people like a fiddle. But now the other side of it is that some, if you don't know what's going on, and because we were so inundated with fear regarding how you would get COVID and what the impact was anytime something like this comes up that isn't well known, as by the way, it's known as Hansen's disease. Leprosy was the old way of referring to it. And they used to put people into leprosy camps and let them die. That's what they used to do. So this note that I'm looking at, the local focus here, there are the armadillo was the problem, as Ken is explaining. I was going to say yesterday we did the program, so it'll air this weekend. But leprosy and its connection to armadillos. Some of you don't even know what an armadillo is, right? Who knows? Jay, you know what an armadillo is?
I do, yes.
Okay. All right. So these things, you find them on the beach, and they're carriers of leprosy. Because if you look at the armadillo, I used to call them something else. I'm trying to remember what we used to call them when I was a kid. But at any rate, they're a throwback to prehistoric times. And so they have had this disease through eternity.
Do they all carry them? Is it one of those things? Or is it just they are more likely, kind of like with raccoons and rabies? Not all of them have rabies?
Yeah, no, not everything. Yeah.
Because there's armadillos in Ohio, Illinois, Indiana.
Yeah, they're around. It really looks like your hands, your skin more gets dark, and there are lesions, there are cuts that show up. It's a bacterial disease, and one of those bacteria, you know, we talk about the meek inherit the earth. After the humans are gone off the planet, the bugs are going to control things, and this is one of the bugs. There are other bugs around, a lot of bacteria. And this is a horrible, really is. So the question here for you who live in Florida or who live in the southeastern part of the country, or if you're traveling there, do you have to worry? And so the risk is, even according to the feds, very, very, very low. Most people would not develop the disease, even if you were exposed to it. So let's not have everybody running around screaming, oh, my God, it's going to get leprosy. I'm not going to Florida. No. It's, again, I kind of put this in the same category as the government-created recession that we're sort of half in and half out of right now, or things that come out of the government. And so at least these people, they're telling you the story, and then the news media and social media is blowing it up. It's like the fire in Maui fanned by the flames of a lot of wind. So in this case, this whole discussion is fanned by flames of hot air coming from people who want to scare the hell out of you for whatever their reason. Anyway, the cases. Florida is not the only state where they have this problem. But then, yeah, you know, it's exasperating. And then there are other things going on in the medical community. We will not talk about this, but I'm with Ken this weekend, or Jack, but there's this story floating around today that's pretty horrible about this oncologist who killed a four-month-old baby and then committed suicide. And that was because basically the psychosis that's created around postpartum blues, depression. This is, and there was some other story about, my God, did you see this? When a doctor is delivering a baby, somehow or other, the baby got beheaded.
What?
And, yeah, you can look that up. The,
oh.
So the, yeah.
It's devastating.
Ah. Yeah. Mondo Bizarro, I'll tell you. All right, can I do something that's a little less?
Yes, please.
All right, the Supreme Court yesterday, somehow or other, I thought they were not in session, but a couple of them got together to temporarily allow the Bidenites to continue regulating ghost guns. So what's a ghost gun, you may ask? Ghost guns are made from kits. You can build a firearm, construct a firearm, no serial number, use 3D printers, that kind of stuff. So the president, and I would say in this circumstance, this is probably good. I don't know why it wasn't more, you know, well, maybe I can guess why it was a 5-4 vote. John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett voted with the three other justices to uphold the current enforcement. So Alioto and Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Clarence Thomas, man, I'll tell you, every time I see this guy's name, my blood begins to boil. He is such a phony user. Did you see the story last week about him taking, somebody gave him a $250,000 mobile home. They just gave it to him. For what reason? And this sort of probes into, or continues to be a result of the probes into him and what he and his wife have done to suck as much as they can out of the positions that he holds, or the position he holds. It's just, he has no discretion whatsoever. Seems to care not about what people think about him. And people say, well, how does that affect what he does on the Supreme Court? Who knows? What will come before them, or what influence all this stuff is? It's just inappropriate and wrong, period. Okay, 48 after, this is Good Day.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years, you and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Dougie at free shipping. But there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's food, farm, and family time. Today we celebrate the history of S'mores Day. I didn't know what a s'more was until a few years ago. I know everybody used to laugh at me, but I don't know what a s'more is. And now, the origins of the s'more, the great American camping treat, have come for all to embrace. Going back to the first mention of this treat in the 1920s, apparently, in a book of recipes published by Campfire Marshmallows, home of the original marshmallow. Who do you suppose, how did they come up with the marshmallow? That has to have been an accident, right? Nobody was trying to make a marshmallow.
I would think that was one of those things that were ended up being like a byproduct of something else.
Yeah, right. So the s'more, a product of graham cracker. They first were called graham cracker sandwiches, and the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts were using them in the 20s. As a matter of fact, the Girl Scouts published a recipe in Tramping and Trailing with the Girl Scouts. They called it something else, though, I think, at the time. And then they became s'mores sometime in the 50s. So the two original...
Some more. Like some more. They some want some more. More.
All right, s'more. Give me some more. Want some marshmallow, milk chocolate, graham crackers, please. The campfire thing is how it all started. I remember when I first had these, it was a Thanksgiving meal at my sister's house. We were outside. It was cold, but she had a little fire pit going, and she said, "How about let's make some s'mores?" And I looked at her and I said, "What are you talking about? What's a s'more?" They all laughed at me. But then I tasted it, and I thought, okay, this is for me.
Worth the hype?
Yep. Well, was it hype? I don't know if it was hype. I suppose it was to a point, yeah. Right. So no matter what your preference is on marshmallow, the stuff that's tasty, whether you toast them, whether you like them without being toasted, but there are a lot of this stuff will fill you up fast, too. Gooey, all that.
Mm-hmm. There are some restaurants where s'mores are on their dessert menu, and they bring out this like little personal flame torch thingy.
Yeah, right.
And you can make them yourself tableside.
Yeah. So they're fun. Anyway, so we celebrate S'mores Day today. Here's the recall of the day in our Food Farm Family segment, foodfarmfamily.com. Certainly been a number of frozen fruit recalls last couple of weeks. Seems unusual for sure. This one belongs to the grocery chain Kroger. Four separate recalls on frozen fruit. Let's see here. Not only the Kroger folks, but Walmart, Target, Costco have all had these. So now we have different frozen fruit products at Kroger's. Listeria.
Mm-hmm.
And why is frozen fruit? Because
that's a good question. And for a while, it was strawberries or anything that had the strawberry mixes. And now we are talking about mango chunks and pineapple blends.
Yeah, lots of different things. And these are private brands. No, they really aren't. They're made by
private selection is Kroger's. You know how like every store has their own. Their brand private selection is Kroger.
Yeah. Okay. But they're made by the same. Most of these things are made by the same companies. They just put different brands on them, different names on them. But apparently, Listeria. The thing, Listeria is kind of like what we were talking about with leprosy before. It's dangerous when you get it, but not that many people do get it. Only, I think, 1,600 people a year on average get Listeria. It still is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, and if you catch it, you can get medication needed to treat
settle
it.
Settle down your stomach and get rid of the bugs and stuff. Anyway, made by Townsend Farms. They said that the recall was necessary because the products contain these chunks. They came from a grower called Sun Opta, and then, so here we go. It's around and around. Where did it come from? What's the origin? And there's so many different people involved, you don't really know. The bottom line, if you got them in your freezer, bring them back to Kroger and get a full refund and get money for your time.
Well, and it also begs the question, like you have said, where does this keep coming from? Is it something in the water,
bad
something
management.
In the soil?
Nah, it's something. It's bad management, not clean.
Bad handling?
Listeria is a bottom line problem. I know because of what we have gone through on the farm, it's almost impossible to kill. You use heavy, heavy bleach sometime, and it usually gathers around drains or faucets or that sort of thing, so... this would have come from the way it was prepped and whatever the circumstances were, that is, you know, how clean or not were these kitchens, where the services were performed. And I'm guessing, I'll guarantee that they are not being properly cleansed every day. So anyway, bring the stuff back to Kroger and get your money back. Get $20 for your time. That's it from the Food Farm Family Department here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.